Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If you missed it, we did just listen back to, or well, listen live actually, to Sabres General Manager Jarmo Kekäläinen with a number of Sabres media, including our own Paul Hamilton. Paul will be along for Sabres pregame coming up at 6 for a 7 p.m. puck drop. Sabres at Ottawa tonight, looking for their seventh straight win. The Bills played along with the number 7. They got into the playoffs for the seventh straight year. And yeah, it's weird. It's an NFC game, second to last week of the year. I'm way more locked into the Sabres and what they've got going on. In part, it's in many aspects still the early portion of the regular season. They're not even halfway through the season yet. I mean, they're getting close. Don't get me wrong, but
well, here's the thing. When you're forged in the fires of Sabres Twitter during this drought, I think everyone's going to understand when I say this. Yeah, I'm Sabre-pilled right now.
And see what happens.
And we'll see what happens here. But a win in Ottawa, again, puts this to your longest winning streak since 2018. And we are now having legitimate conversations of, oh, they really stormed their way back into this thing. You now no longer have to vault everybody. You have done a majority of the work at that point. And it turns into, all right, can you keep up with the rest of the league on average for the rest of the year? Maybe do a little bit better. Because a win tonight puts you ahead of Ottawa for sure. And then if Florida were to play and lose, they would also vault Florida. Both of those teams have 40 points. You're already ahead of Columbus. You're already ahead of Toronto. You would also vault the Rangers and the Penguins with a win tonight. Today's moving day. Have a chance. Put yourself in a conversation all over again here. And then if you were to beat Boston and really the 2025 calendar with this run, Zach, they'd be hitting 40 points, but also more importantly than that, if they can find a way to close out like these next three games, Ottawa, Boston, it's at Ottawa, home Boston, at St. Louis. You win two of those three games. You're going into New Year's Eve against Dallas where, okay, it's not the end of the world if you lose to the Stars.
Right, right. And you'll be with everybody. I mean, the Atlantic, I think they're, what, only 4 points out of that? Of third. And then we mentioned the wild card race there, but like the Rangers have three games in hand on you. Boston, two games. You're both your wild card leaders being both metropolitan teams. The Islanders and the Devils both have a game in hand on you. So, I mean, like, look, you got to take advantage of those games, absolutely. But you're right. Like, they can put themselves in a position where, yeah, dropping a game to a West Coast team won't mean a ton. And, it's a lot of fun. It's not what it was a few years ago, like in 22, where they had that late season run or even the 10-game win streak, which is a ball. But it's getting really close. And I think in many aspects, what has helped it be more exciting is that even during the early portions of the win streak, they still made a change. They were not afraid to make a change. You know, I think in many aspects, it's very clear ownership is maybe taking a step back. We'll see if that lasts. But at least right now, it looks like ownership is taking a step back. And it is nice. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get your tweets in just a moment, but we'll get to the phones here first. Mo is up first this segment. Mo, how are we doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I just want to talk about the Eagles game and how I think that the Bills can expose their line. I don't think they have a good offensive line. I don't think the Eagles have much to play for. We owe them something. I think we can get to James. I think we can get to Jalen Hurts. But if Terrell Bernard has to play Mike, we're in trouble. If Shaq Thompson can't play, Matt Milano has to go to Mike. I mean, Terrell Bernard cannot play middle linebacker against Saquon Barkley. It's going to be a long day. But after that, I feel like we need to just continue to stay big hunt, big one seed game hunting. You know, hunt for that one seed. I don't care what the media says all day on the road. Hunt for that one seed and let's go. Thanks.
Mo, thanks for the call, man. And you know what's funny? We talked about this game at the start of the year, that it might not mean much for either club based on the schedules, and it's an NFC-AFC matchup late in the year.
If not for New England.
Yeah. It could mean nothing.
Like, if not for New England, this game probably doesn't mean as much. Like, maybe you're fighting for the one seed, and that's pretty much it. But that's pretty much it. I do have one thing to dispute. You can't put Milano at the mic. He's too small.
It is nice.
I do understand what he's saying.
Shaq Thompson is part of the day-to-day crew, so it looks like he should be fine.
I do understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Terrell Bernard, I don't know what happened, but his play fell off a cliff this year. And
I think he just never. I think he never got better, and his size is affecting him. He always had the big play. Nose for the big play, but in between that would be, okay, we need to get better here. Now I think it's just he hasn't developed, and his size is causing a huge problem for him.
And the turnovers aren't there.
And the big plays aren't there.
They're not as frequent this year. So, yeah, but Terrell Bernard, there's something I don't know what's going on there, but you got to get that fixed because that extension now looks pretty gaudy. And not good. But, yeah, hopefully Thompson's in. I understand your concerns there. The Saquon Barkley, that's not an easy matchup. I also know that the Bills have survived being run against for a good amount of this season. They have survived about it. It's when they don't have an answer for whatever the passing game is concocted from another team. In addition, that's where they get doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Like Miami, yeah, you got run all over. But what breaks the game open? Jalen Waddle on a bomb.
Right. Even you go back to Atlanta, it's Drake London in the first half that's killing you.
Who almost really puts the dagger in you at the end on the final play of the first half. First New England game. It's Diggs.
It's Diggs, yeah.
So a lot of their losses is, yeah, we got run on a little bit here, but we're able to stymie the passing attack in the wins. In the losses, it is. There's also a receiver cooking us. So don't let A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith do that. Or, more importantly, and this is a Milano highlight, Dallas Goedert.
Yep. No, absolutely. In terms of what the game will mean, though, it still doesn't mean a ton. It does not mean nothing. But for the Eagles, they can't really move anywhere. If they win this game, they stay at the 3. Even if Chicago, I think, loses, they will end up still staying at the 3. Chicago plays San Francisco. And yeah, it would go into week 18.
Chicago has to lose their final two games in order for the Chiefs to even have a chance to move up one spot.
And so Philly is sort of in this weird spot where they can't really move. The same is not set for the Bills. If the Bills do beat Philadelphia this weekend, and then the Chargers lose to Houston, the Bills move up to the 5 seed. If the Chargers win that, Bills stay at the 6, Chargers stay at the 5, Houston stays at the 7, no real movement there. That is the important part. The idea of not having to play a Jacksonville team in the wild card round and instead playing Pittsburgh, I think, is truly night and day. And a lot of it has to go with the quarterbacks, but it's also how they're playing at the end of the year. Rodgers and that Steelers offense is not playing well to end the year at all. They won't have, by the way, DK Metcalf the rest of the regular season. He's suspended 2 games after his altercation with that Detroit fan.
I have a mildly controversial take.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Would you rather play Jacksonville over Pittsburgh?
It's that I wouldn't hate playing Jacksonville either.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of the way if it's going to happen.
Right. If they're going to be a real problem. And again, that's maybe. You know, I don't know. That's the big thing of this, it, of this playoffs.
Then ready,
it's a bunch of unknowns.
But if you beat Jacksonville, okay. You took out one of the bigger threats that there is.
Yeah, then
on the road.
And then you never know. Houston, I really want this 7-2 matchup of Houston at New England. I don't love what C.J. Stroud has kind of turned into as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, his rookie year seems a decade ago. But that defense against a quarterback in Drake May, who is ultimately untested. And we've also seen periods where they have just evaporated on offense. Recently against the Bills. But then the first half against Baltimore, really, you know, it takes Diggs getting him back into that game. But we mentioned it to start today. It also kind of took Baltimore shooting themselves in the foot.
Again.
No Derrick Henry for almost the last 13 minutes of the game, 12 minutes and 50 seconds. You know, Lamar Jackson gets hurt, and it's Tyler Huntley. And even still, they probably should win that game. It's at home. It's at Gillette, right? That could be a really tough matchup. But Stroud's been in the playoffs before. This is not his first rodeo. That defense is hungry as hell. And we're not going to go forever where a 7 doesn't beat a 2.
Right.
You know, only one.
Especially with the caliber of what the seeds are looking like this year.
Mm-hmm.
The three of them, Houston, LA, Buffalo. And it's, if we go by projections, it's going to be the three of them on the road to start. But you can conceivably talk me into a road sweep of the wild card round. And then whoever's the 5 seed is hosting a game all of a sudden.
Right.
So you could talk me into that. Especially with how this year's been going. I don't... all I want right now is... Yeah, it'd be real nice to get the division. You still have to win a game anyway to help get yourself there. You also need to win some games to move yourself up the standings. Mm-hmm. Regardless, the Chargers are facing Houston and Denver to end their year. The Chargers have a pretty interesting setup to end this season. The Texans, they take on the Chargers, but then they end it with the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
A team that might be happy to try
to slam
the face in a rival, though.
Mm-hmm.
They might be happy to just mess some things up. Be that with Jacksonville or Houston. They might not be alive by then, but they can at least affect what the seeding looks like for the rest of the AFC South.
They can ruin a rival season, absolutely. I really like how these playoffs are turning out. I'd love for the Bills to be the one, don't get me wrong. I would love to just on wild card weekend watch potentially the chaos just unfold and not be a part of it. But you just look at, you know, we've talked about the NFC, but the AFC especially, even if it winds up being, like you said, 3-6 Buffalo at Jacksonville, that might be a really fun game. Because, and I don't really know how to put this, so I'll just kind of say it how I've been feeling about it. The Bills are not entitled to be now the main character because Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are not in the playoffs.
Right.
Other teams can ascend. It doesn't need to be your time just because oh, the big dog's not here today.
He becomes a character that you pay attention to, but they don't, it's like you said, they don't have to be, it's not a requirement that like, oh, it's Allen's turn now. No, no, this ain't an MVP race.
There's a few young guys here who can really change how they're perceived nationally, how their teams are perceived nationally based off these playoffs. Denver, I think already just the fact that we're not that far off from all the dead cap money they had to take on from Russell Wilson and getting rid of him to now all of a sudden being the one seed in an AFC and having one of the better defenses in football. They're dealing with injuries right now. Drake May and the New England Patriots with Mike Vrabel. Year two, boom, you're here. Welcome to the party. And then now Jacksonville with Liam Cohen had a weird start with the whole Duval and the eyebrow raise, but it's turned out really well. They bought at the deadline.
Mm-hmm. They bought at the draft. They moved up.
And they won't have Travis Hunter, and yet it kind of doesn't matter because of buying at the deadline, having Jakobi Meyers. It's moved everyone where they need to be. Brian Thomas Jr. is not going over the middle of the
field
as much.
Does this mean we have to admit that Trent Baalke kind of knew what he was doing?
Eh, no. But with Jacksonville, though, Trevor Lawrence, and I've said it to you and Nate off air. I think I said it over air as well over the weekend. Lawrence is that guy.
Yes.
That I could see ascending only because of what his potential always was. He's 6'6", he's 220 pounds, he can move, he's got the arm. That's what you look for when you have a potential.
Best prospect since Andrew Luck.
Right. Now he's got the coach. Now he seems to have a lot of talent around him as well. And if he hosts Buffalo, he's only been in the playoffs one time. It's that comeback win against the Chargers in just stunning fashion. And then they played a little bit close to Kansas City the following week. But he's new to this. He could ascend. But also, a lot of these guys could fall apart.
He could also be bad Trevor Lawrence that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Right. Look at Herbert last year, who is probably going to be in the playoffs this year.
It was last year.
Where he throws three picks the entire year.
And then he throws four in one
goes
game.
Goes to Houston, he throws four in one game.
What's with Houston? Stop.
Sam Darnold last year looks to be a guy that's going to get this major contract, either from the Vikings or somebody else, in the last month or so, probably a little bit less than a month. He falls apart, and he's somewhat doing that now. He's playing much better than he was at the end of last year, but we kind of saw that, and by the time he plays the Rams, ultimately in Arizona, it's a disaster. Same thing with Drake May, who he looks great all year. Guys, he's the MVP. We got to talk about this. Plays a Houston defense at home. He could fall apart, right?
And
that's why I'm excited for these playoffs. It's just a bunch of unknowns, where for the last 4 years, 5 years, it's been, where's Lamar, where's Mahomes, where's Allen? That's all that matters.
And sometimes where's
Burrow? Sometimes Burrow. But really, it was two of those four or three is going to be playing in the AFC Championship game. Let's get the ball rolling.
Let's get to it. And this is the part, and I think to wrap this segment up, that I'm going to hate myself for saying this because it expounds on your point, though, of like 7 years is a really long time, right? Making the playoffs 7 straight years. It's an accomplishment of sorts. Like, yeah, they haven't broken through. But that is also the timeline in which an entirely new era can start.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills are not a main character. Maybe they're a background character. So could that mean that the Bills messed up their best window of competition? Maybe. But this also could be a shift in power. Have the Bills managed to survive and stay within it? That is what in the year's future are going to have to determine. But this year could be a transitional year. The Bills are the only team out of that group that have a chance to slam the door and say, nah, it's Brucey's time to shine.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.